dragonfly.
Think I can get the $80 you owe me now?
Silence! Silence! I ain't got no money, pun.
I don't want any trouble. My life's about to get cut off.
Had you been practicing on your art, you know you're way in the dark. Silence! Silence!
Now hold on.
Somebody done told you wrong, punk. It's on.
Class
Sookie now?
Yeah.
Woo, you hit the sweet spot. Oh, girl, you haven't done this in a long time.
I know, baby, but you deserve it.
Mm.
Honey, you like the dress I have on?
Do I?
And the dinner I made for you? You deserve it, honey.
Thank you. I sure do.
Yeah.
What you want?
Okay, Martin. All right, you know I repainted my apartment, right?
Mm.
And I forgot that I had planned this baby shower for Thomasina from the office.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby. No. Ooh, girl, a little to the left.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Well, Martin, I wanted to ask you if I could use your apartment tomorrow night.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Girl. Hell no. Oh.
Martin,
no.
Why not?
Because I bet you invited Bobby, didn't you? You invited Bobby, didn't you, Gina?
So what if I did, Martin?
Oh, come on, Gina. Big mouth Bobby. Man-hating Bobby. Huh? The one with the stun gun, Gina. She fried my ass, okay?
Martin, that was an accident.
Gina, she ain't coming up in my house, okay?
But Martin,
I don't want to hear no more about it. Don't want to hear no more. That's it.
That's fine.
Gina, don't go to the side on me, all right? Oh, so you're going to go to the pouty mouth on me? You're going to pat the mouth? Okay, fine, all right? I'll make a deal with you. No need of you getting all happy and excited. I ain't told you what it was yet. Now, listen.
What?
I'll make a deal with you. You can have your baby shower over here tomorrow. Bobby and all. If you take my car to get it inspected.
Oh, come on, Martin. The inspection place is all the way on the east side.
Gina, I'm not hearing you, okay?
Martin.
What I'm hearing is a bunch of women having a baby shower down at the Motel 6. Excuse me. Great.
Okay, Martin, I'll take your stupid car to being inspected.
Mm-hmm. Now back to my massage, girl.
I'm not hearing you, Martin. What I hear is the sound of a man who's gonna be sleeping alone tonight. That's what I hear.
Gina, don't you walk to the room. Don't you walk out. Well, if you got to go, leave the grapes. Leave the grapes, Gina. You're a sore loser, girl. That ain't attractive. Ain't attractive at all. What's up, Sean?
Okay.
All right. Whew, excuse me. What, Stan? What?
Martin, you're late for another budget meeting.
What I missed, Stan? You already put locks on all the phones. I mean, what's left?
My water bill's way too high. I'm shutting down the bathroom.
So what are we supposed to do?
Well, Stan wants us to use the bathrooms over at the gas station.
Man, please. Hell no.
Well, that's all right, Martin. He got us our own keys.
Man, you got to be crazy. I ain't running across no six-lane highway to use no bathroom, Stan.
Timing, Martin. It's all in the timing. And by the way, Martin, why were you late?
Well, Stan, I was getting things together for Gina's baby shower, if you must know.
A baby? Are you sure it's yours, Martin? Because listen, I know a guy who can make those paternity tests turn out any way you like. Okay? I know his number.
Hey, Courtney, Jackie, Gail, Dereese. Ah, man, waddle on in here with your thick sails, huh?
Hey, Martin.
What's happening, Bobby? Excuse me, Bobby, no offense, but, you know.
Don't worry, Martin. I left the stun gun in the car.
All right. Hey, got my eye on you.
Are you Martin?
Yeah, I'm Martin. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. You must be Thomasina? What's happening?
So you're Martin.
Yeah. What? What, Gina told y'all some things about me?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. So when are you gonna throw us out, now or can we get some dip first?
Y'all a bunch of funny mothers.
Shut your mouth.
Can we have something to drink?
Yeah, you can get us something to drink, Bobby. Yeah, I got soda. Y'all want soda?
Too much caffeine.
Okay, well, cool, Bobby. I figured out. Let's see. Orange juice. Y'all like orange juice?
No, it gives me gas.
Okay, shoot. Ugh. Got some wine. Wine? Oh, bad idea. I guess that's what got you pregnant in the first place. Boink.
Listen.
Listen, sisters, don't let him bother you. It's his ego. You know how men are.
Mm-hmm. I gotta give it to Gina, though. She does have him well trained.
I bet he goes on the paper, okay. Too.
You know it.
So, girl, is Wayne ready for the big event?
Ready? What's he got to be ready for? All he has to do is hold the camcorder while I walk through hell with gasoline draws on.
Hold on. Okay, ladies, listen, okay? Y'all really gonna have to ease up on the brothers, okay? Since I'm the only one here to defend us, all right?
Excuse me, but I don't think anybody's talking to you. But let me check just to make sure.
Is anybody talking to him?
No. I didn't think so.
Why are you here?
Because I pay rent up in here. Why are you here?
Because Gina invited me. By the way, where is she?
I don't know where she is, but she better get here soon. Because I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to be disrespecting me up in my house. You want me, Bobby? You want me?
Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good?
I cannot believe Martin's car just passed inspection and then broke down. Pam, I gotta find a phone. This is just
too... Gina, this is no place to be walking alone. Look, we can take a cab and Martin can come tomorrow and pick his car up after it's been stripped.
No, Pam, we're gonna wait here and see if the man can fix it. Excuse me, sir. What do you think the problem is?
Here. Hey, ma'am. Okay. See what your problem is here, ma'am. Okay, see, ma'am, the way I sees it is that your push rods are missing line between your camshaft lifter and your rocker arms.
Wow, you really know cars.
Yeah, well, you know, there's only one thing I know better than cars. You know, my first love is my music. Don't you know no good?
Don't you know? So how long you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing this, man, for about 15 years, because I remember 1964, Whatchcomit got out the service, and he just let everybody know how he was. About 64, ma'am, and 15 years. Yeah, I mean, you asked me how long have I been doing. 15 years,
forget
ma'am.
Get it!
Okay, all right. But you know what, ma'am? I've been singing all my life. Back on out the way there for a minute, man. Don't you know no good?
Excuse me. Hello.
Yeah.
Do you think you can fix it, please?
Well, ma'am, I don't see why not. I mean, because if there's anything I know, Elroy Preston knows some cars. But guess what? I know more than cars, man. Guess what? I know more than cars.
What's that?
My music. I say, don't you know no good?
No, baby, let me tell you something. Men are trifling. We feed you, we dress you, we clean up after you. Hey!
So you fell for that? You fell for that? Looks like your man got you well trained.
No. Forget this, okay? Forget this. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time arguing with you. You're useless. All men are useless.
Oh. Well, you know what? You told me, Bobby. Since you hate men so much, why are you trying so hard to look like one?
Oh, no. He didn't.
I'm sorry, but your fade looks better than mine. You want to walk with the big dogs, don't you? You wants to stomp with the big dogs, don't you?
I tell you what.
Let your goatee grow in and you might be in the house.
No.
See, you're stupid, okay? You're ignorant. You are a stupid, ignorant man.
Well, watch how ignorant I could be, huh? I'm an ignorant man, am I? Well, get out my ignorant house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you nice, but you got to go too. Out.
Wallet. Let's go. Bye.
Thomasina's in the bathroom. She can wait for Gina if she wants to. But I can't stand to be around you for another second.
Girl, you ain't got the way. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Almighty God. I'm sorry. But you know how them women be tripping on us men sometimes. She ain't had to say that, God. You know, I'm talking about men are useless.
Hey. Hello. Hey, what is wrong with you?
My water just broke. I'm having contractions. The baby's coming.
Bobby! I need another man!
Look, I think I saw your friends down the hallway. If you run, you can catch them, all right?
Baby, you gotta help me.
No, you're right. I can't do this. You're right. Everything you said about men was true. You said we're trifling, we're useless. Everything you said was true.
Okay, all right. Now, that won't happen again, okay? See, you're getting a little too comfortable with just slapping, okay? The first one brought me back, but the second one will get you tossed up out of here, all right?
I can't do this by myself.
All right, we're here. Just tell me what you want me to do, all right?
Give me some pillows to help me position
myself. The pillow, okay, fine. All right, you know about the pillow because you take that class, right? Okay, all right, put your head back. Oh, man, now I know why Mama has plastic slip covers. Okay, go back, okay. All right. Now, what do I do now? Whoa! Girl, I don't even know you. Let's ease into this. Whoa! Oh, no, close your legs.
Whoa! My bad, you know. Now, sorry.
No.
I knocked next
come
to
in.
No.
Help me out.
No, hey, Mark, come on now. We ain't into that, man.
She's having a baby, man.
Having a baby? Well, who is she? What's she doing here?
Tommy Coates,
you
got the hand.
Tommy
Coates,
you
got the hand. Don't you know? Good. Try now, little lady. Try now.
Yes. Hank, you're really a great help. You're a hell of a mechanic.
Well, you think so, man. But yeah. You know what? I'm even a better sinker. Check me out. Don't you know?
You have been singing for the past hour. As a matter of fact, that is the most god-awful song I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
Well, tell me about it, ma'am. But you know how it is. When you wake up and you hear a song in your head that you just can't get it out, ma'am. Well, that happened to me about 15 years ago. And I've been singing this song ever since. I say, don't you know no good?
Stop it!
Don't you know no good?
God, would you stop?
Ma'am, I fixed your car, ma'am, and I didn't charge you nothing, ma'am. And all I ever wanted to do was finish my song. All I ever wanted
ahead,
to do
right.
was
finish the song.
Finish song.
Off my car.
I just
car. Would you finish the song and go home?
You want to hear the song?
Yeah.
The people want the song.
Yeah.
Do the people want the song?
Yeah.
All the people got the song. Then don't you know? Good. Who? Up, Tommy. We don't need him. We can do this, man. We're men. We can do this. Cole, how far apart are the attractions?
Every 10 seconds.
Heart rate.
Steady. Systolic and diastolic normal.
Cole, where'd you get that from?
Me and Moms was watching Doogie Howser last night.
Shut up, Cole. Look, Martin, they said that the most important thing is you keep him calm, okay? So let's help her relax and everything will take care of itself.
Okay, well, then, Tommy, you put on some Luther, Cole, light some incense. Hey, girl, listen. Listen, hey, relax, okay? We are here. Relax, all right? You cool?
We're here.
All right. Your ice for your mouth? The mouth? Okay,
mouth is dry.
The mouth is dry? Okay, fine.
Sorry.
What?
No, go ahead.
I caught him!
Yes!
Oh, Martin, wait, hold on, man! Where's the umbilical cord?
Damn it, Tommy! We don't need an umbilical cord! This is TV! I gotta wash the baby! I saw this on Emergency! Don't worry, the water's not cold! It's a boy. It's a boy. Look at him. He's opening his eyes. He's opening the eyes.
Hi, baby. Hi. Come on.
Oh, what's up? Martin loved the kids. I love the kids.
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't.
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't.
Don't you G-O-O-D?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?
Good.
Don't you know no good?
Don't you know no good?